Okay. Wishing everybody a Shana Tova. Cookie Bet Yar. Today is, it's New Year's Day, so we're starting late. And today's of Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Beis, second line from the bottom. We said yesterday, we've been discussing yesterday about if a wife receives a certain number of a certain part of her ksuva, when it's divided up among the other children, she's mocheles her ksuva. Right? What about land that is acquired after that division? That she's not mocheles. Right? That's what we said yesterday. Okay? Now listen to the following case. Hahu, the amalahu, there was a man who said to his family, tlasa labras, a third to that daughter, tlasa labras, a third to another daughter, and tlasa leitas, and then a third to my wife. Right? So he divided up his estate among the three of them. So really, she's mocheles her ksuva. Now what happened? One of the daughters died. And she didn't have anyone to inherit. So who inherits her? Her father. It goes back to her father. Does the wife have a claim in that land now? That's the question. You hear what went on? So what happened was, Shriva chada mibante. One of the daughters died. And that third of the estate that went to her goes back to the father. She had no one else to inherit her. So I'm not married, no children, nothing. Goes back to her father. So Rav Papi Lameimar, Rav Papi thought to say, Lo shakla ella flasa. She only gets her third. She does not get this extra land. Why not? Why not? Because the division is the division, and at that moment, this was not what she got, and she doesn't get anything more. She doesn't get any additional land that from the daughter who died. She does not. Amalei Rav Kahana, wait a minute. Ilu hadarkani, if the father acquires more land, milo shakla, doesn't she get it, the wife? V'kivon de ilu hadarkani shakla, since if the husband does acquire more land, she gets it. Hashtanami shakla, now he gets it also. Okay, look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam top line. Kana nechasim acherim, if the husband inherits more land, basar hachi, after he divides his estate among the three of them, doesn't the wife get it? After he divides it, then he goes ahead and buys. Doesn't she get that? She does. Why? Havada isla. She certainly does. True. She is mochel her ksuva because she becomes a partner with the daughters. That was yesterday's daf, right? Chov ksuvasa mihalo machla, as the Rashbam held yesterday, the chov of the ksuva was a mocheles. That's still owed to her. She'im tim to the kot makom litrof, if there's a way to, for her to get more, kigon. She'ikne nechasim, that the husband acquires more land. Terefes mehen, she gets that too. The ugedekasav la, v'da'asid anal lemikni nechasim ha'atzidim lava yishtabdu la. It's as if he wrote, in any land, future land that I get, I'm going to give that to you also. The kivan the ilu hadar karnim adam acher, had he gotten it from some other place, omi yerushas of ish, omi morishav, or he inherited it from somewhere, so his father died. This guy. And he inherited all his huge estate. What, the wife doesn't get a chelik in that? Of course she does. Isla isha, hashtanami, kinafula me osan, nechasim atman, isla. Now she gets it too. Demali osan nechasim atman, mali acherim. What's the difference where it came from? What's the difference? Happens to be here. It's a funny case. Because it comes from the same place where her original division went. So what?
Jim nisratis lahatnos ha... Jim nisrat... What? Yeah. Jim nisratos lahatnos hamatona libanos ulumocho lahem she'avuda labai lamihalo mach lamidi imtimta makom legavos v'chein halacha.
In other words, she's not mocheles if there's another place to collect. Not mocheles that. She's mocheles right now. Everything from the past. Any future land, she's going to demand it. So now there's a future land. I came from the same division, so what? What's the difference? What's the difference if the husband inherits it from his daughter or from his father? What's the difference? Therefore she gets it. Okay?
Hahu,
There was once a guy, Tepalginhu Nechase Itise Ulovne, that he was dividing up his estate, and he gave everything to his son and his wife. Divide everything. He's giving up stuff. Shayacha Dikla. He left over one dekel tree. He left over one tree. So, Sava Ravina Lamema. Ravina thought to say, Lesle Ela Chad Dikla. The only thing that she has to collect from is that one dekel tree. Right? Amale Rav Yemaila Ravina. Wait a minute. E Lesle Ha E Lesla Chad Dikla. 1 minute. How do you read this? E Lesle. E Lesla. If there's nothing for him to collect from, why? Because she was Mocheles. Chadikla Nami Lesla. She doesn't even have this one dekel tree. Ella, Migu, the Nachta Ledikla, since he left over a dekel tree, Nachta Nami Lekulun Nichsei, he left over everything, and she's not Mocheles anything. Does that make any sense?
No.
What?
But he left over one dekel tree.
Right.
That they gave to her, he didn't give it all.
He didn't give it at all. He didn't give it to anyone. So when till now we've been saying when this whole shutfus issue, whole shutfus arrangement is worked, is when the father, the husband, leaves over nothing. But if he leaves over something, it doesn't work at all. Why? Why? It's a sorry for that.
What is he gaining yet? I'm missing.
What is who gaining?
Either of them.
Well, the wife gains the most because she would rather have now than wait. So, right? Because what if she predeceases him? Then nothing. She has nothing. So she'd always have that ticket. Who pays early? Pay me early? I'll take it.
But she's shiver us, so what's the point?
Exactly. They all shiver us, and also, it's a case of her, she's losing out. She has an opportunity.
Why is she losing out?
So something happens, and she loses the property.
What do you mean? What do you mean, something happens?
We had that yesterday, that if somebody else comes inside, there's another lien holder, she loses.
So she'll take that chance.
Why?
What? Why? Because of who...
You're gaining a much smaller portion.
You never know. Then maybe she won't. But it must be. It's benefiting her. Must be. Why would she do that? So let's look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam is it's the Rashbam of Amalei Rav Yemar LeRavina E Lesle. You see it? Where is it? It's a long Rashbam, but we're not going to do the whole thing. Is that the Rashbam? Yeah. See it? Amalei Rav Yemar LeRavina E Lesle. Right? Ksuvasa. Mechalek habanim. The ksuvas divide up among the children. Mishum diyada the lesson of the chasim achrini. There's nothing else. Umachla lahu. And everything's mochel. Beshvel sha'asa shotet pineyim. Ihachi. Dikla nami lesla. She doesn't get the dekel. Daha yadas le lahai dekel. Umachla lahu liyarsha. Since she didn't say anything, she obviously doesn't care. She's getting a whole huge thing. So the leftover treat, big deal. Right? The Chal Ksuvasa Machla Mahani Nechasim De Isla Mishum De Asa Shutuf. She's made a partner. The Mali Lamachal Sheibud De Meosan Shechelet Labanim O Mali Min Osan Dekel Shlo Chalak. What's the difference? She's Mocheles her son. It's her son or her stepson. Right? She's Mocheles everything he gets. That doesn't mind. Why? She's getting something. So what's the Dekel also? Is it a problem? Of course not. What does she care? She's getting, you're getting a Ksuva lady. What do you care? What do you care what else the other ones are getting? Whether it's a son, whether it's a stepson, whether it's no one gets it, what's the difference? She got her tzuva. Exactly. So what does she care? So she's all mochelas. Ella, ma'isachalameimar, me'ezit tam nachta ledeka litrov mimenu. What right does she have to claim this tree? What right does she have? Hainu mishum delo machlo ksuvasa. She's not mochelo ksuva. Why not? Shaharei hiniach lamakom tas legavas mimenu. There's leftover area where she can make a claim. Where? This tree. Kigon, high dekel. Shalavatel chalik lebanu. For whatever reason, the father didn't give it to anybody. Umigu, the nachta le adekel. Since she makes a claim on this dekel, she has a claim on it. Nachta nami achelik habanim. She also has a claim for the property that was given over to the children. The high deshaska. So why didn't she say something? Why didn't she say something? The high deshaska. The reason why she was quiet, velo ir ara, and she didn't make a protest. What's going on here? She didn't say a word. Hainum lefi shayat maniach la hadekel, because he left over that tree. V'savra lama v'savra. She thought to herself, lama a'ar er achshav. Why should I make something now? I'm not going to be foolish. I'm not going to say anything now. Ad sheyishumuhu bezin sadekel. Once bezin, well, let's wait. The bezin will, he'll die. My husband is a shizman anyway. He'll die. Bezin will go ahead and evaluate that tree. Vatreferu. And I can collect that tree. I have a claim in that tree. Vahada aarel abanim. And then I can go back and claim the brothers, my stepson's estates as well. The itroflat mehena moser. And I'll get the leftovers, whatever I'm entitled to. The lo have shtika dida machla. The only time a shtika is a mechila elahecha the mechale kol nechasim v'lo shavach lamidi. The only time a shtika works is when everything is given up. And then she says, "Okay, listen, he's giving everything out. Of course, I'll take whatever he gives me. I'm going to take him. Quiet. He left over. She has a claim in that. Why she have a claim in that? Because she's a wife and she has a ktuva. Once she has a claim in something, she can go raid the brother, the stepson's estate as well, even her own son's, her estate as well." That's why we had a suffix about this yesterday. Gabe Bari, by a healthy person. The Dilma, maybe. Kiva, the Ikal Lememar Hadarkani, since it can go back. Savra, Lomar Akshav. Why should I say something now? Ad Asher Ere Es Emta Makom Lugavos Mitar Acher. Let me see where else I'll be able to collect from. Let's see what's going to happen in the next few years. The Kivon, the Mishum Hachi Shaska, since for this very reason she was quiet. Lohavish Dikasa Hoda, it's not a Hoda. Her silence is nothing. Why? What should she say something for? Let's wait. Ella, Tuluya v'omedes, and she waits. Im a'ar al elu imlav. Am I going to say something or not? Let's wait and see what happens. V'hachanami, kiva d'shavak la midi, lit l'mitrof la'achi, shaska, since he left over something, the husband, and she was quiet, because there's no point in rocking the boat now, achakach titzak ala moser, now she can claim even the more. Just turn the whole thing on its head. Right? So it's not turning it on its head, but we never said this out. The only time this whole shutfus thing works is if the husband leaves over nothing. If the husband leaves over, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Okay?
How do we manage that? She's mochelas the entire ksuba?
Right.
Or she's mochelas the lien that the...
Ah, so it must be she's mochelas the lien. She's mochelas the lien. She's mochelas the right to the man. Why? Because she's getting it now. That's only true if there's nothing left over. If there's something left over, she still has a ksuba out there. So you're asking a good question. Well, how much is she getting and how much can she claim? I don't know the answer to that.
But she still gets, let's say the ksuba is 200.
Right, if it's minimum ksuba, and she's getting the minimum, if she's getting that number, what could she claim? So it must be that's not the case.
Right. Yeah. But my question is, basically what I meant to say is, she has the right to refuse or she just automatically does it.
What do you mean?
In other words, she can evaluate what she has and make some decision.
Right.
This is automatic. You know, he's giving me this. Okay, I'm taking this, and that's the way it's done.
Well, she can make a machal. She can say I don't want it.
Right. Technically, she can refuse it.
She can.
You can't force anybody to take a gift in this world. Technically, she can refuse it. I think she's not refusing it because she's afraid that she's going to get less.
Right.
But now, so she's not refusing it. For whatever reason, she's not refusing it. I don't know why. It must be that it's in her benefit.
Right.
Why exactly? I'm not 100% sure. But it must be it's in her benefit. Now the question is she, can she say anything afterwards?
Right.
For more. Not for less. For more. So it depends. If there's something left over, absolutely yes. If something left over, then absolutely not. Why? I'm giving everything out. I'm giving everything out. Here it is, lady. This is your ksufa. That's it. Once she leaves, she says, fine. Once he leaves over something, she says, wait a minute, I have claims over there. If I have claims over there, I can go back and get the property away from my sons.
That makes more sense.
Right. Now, next. Amar Rav Huna, Shechiv Merah, Shekasav Kol Nechasav La'acher. If a Shechiv Merah gives everything to someone else, he gives everything to someone else. He writes over his whole entire thing to the neighbor. Or someone else. So now Rowan, we take a look. Im royal yarsho, if that someone else is a valid yoresh, notel on mishum yerusha, then he gets for yerusha. V'im lav, and if not, what do you mean if not? Tashbam says v'im lav. It's all the way. It's like we're down now, further on what the lines are. Wide. V'im lav, the ain't a royal yoresh. He's not royal to be a yoresh. This guy, he's a neighbor. He's not a relative. He's not a son. Bal karchach nechasai nesunin leploni ka'amar. Obviously, he's giving it as a gift. Why? The ein adam motzi dvar batalin mipiv. Says the Rashbam, people don't say things that don't make any sense. People don't do things that don't make any sense. Ulamatana achavein veloli yerusha. So why is the shechiv merah writing a document giving everything to his neighbor? That's not yerusha, right? Person not a relative. So what's he doing? He's making ridiculous. No, he's not doing silly things. He's giving him a matana. Right? Ulakach notl mishum matana. He gets it as a matana. Ulakam afarish, my nafkala. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's a big difference. Okay? Now, so the imlav, not l'misha matana. If the person's a valid yoresh, he yarshins. And if he's not a valid yoresh, it's a matana. Very simple. Amalei Rav Nachman, ganva genuvi l'malach. Why are you being so evasive? Why are you being so evasive? What cheat is that? Rav Yochanan Baroka. You can do that. You can give one relative. No one else can yoresh. So why are you being so evasive? Eitz viralach Rav Yochanan ben Baroka. If you hold like Rav Yochanan ben Baroka, ema halacha Rav Yochanan ben Baroka. Why are you being so evasive? Why are you saying it in such a strange way? Just say, I hold like Rav Yochanan ben Baroka. So he said, no. Daha shmaticha Rav Yochanan ben Baroka. Because that's what you seem to be saying. You seem to be saying the sheet of Rav Yochanan ben Baroka. If you give it to one relative, if he's the yoresh, he gets everything. And if not, it's a gift. So the Gemara says, Dilma maybe, ki ha kamarta dahahu dahavikashachiv. Here's what's going on. The guy's about to die. He's on his deathbed. He's about to die. For amrulei, and you go in there, whoever goes in to the guy's on his deathbed, right? Nechase leman. What should we do with all your possessions? Dilma leplanya? Should we give it to, what's his name? V'amalahu, and the guy on his deathbed says, El Elaman, to who else then? Right? In other words, yeah, we're giving it to the so-and-so, whoever it is. V'amartal on Allah, and then I said, Im royally yoresh, not l'mishum yerusha. If he's a valid yoresh, he gets it. V'im lav, not l'mishum matana. And if not, he gets it as a matana. Okay? Yes, of course. This is a strange case. A little bit of a strange thing. There's nothing written down. We're going to have tomorrow and later in the week, next week, next week is about wills. How to get around all these halachas. So, nothing has to be written down. Right, okay. I'm going to let your eyes in Hachi Kabi. That's what I meant to say. Right? That's what I meant. So the Gemara says, L'may Hilchasa. Right? L'may Hilchasa. What does L'may Hilchasa mean? What's the difference if it's a Yerusha or if it's a Matana? So what's the difference? A lot of differences. What kind of question is that? What's the difference? What did Gemara mean to ask? The deceiver says, what?
Why? That's a solid question.
What do you mean? The huge differences.
You've been dealing until now. No, the guy's a shomer.
Yeah.
He's about to die. So the question is, what's the difference? He gives it as Yerusha in an hour when he dies, or he gives it now as a matana?
Fine. So what's the difference on halacha? What do you want? The difference? It's 100 differences.
The guy gets it properly either way.
What?
Is there?
Yeah. First of all, there's a.
Or even talking about shomer.
I understand.
So when the shomer gives the property to me, so now I have the property.
Right.
So what's
there's a lot of them. First of all, a matana you can take back. A Yerusha you can't retract. It's one difference. First of all, another difference is that a matana you can't give something shadav shalom bala olam. A Yerusha you can. Right?
Yerusha you still have to support the
wife. That's what the Gemara is going to mention. That's the Gemara's answer. A lot of differences. It says over here in the back. Wrote it down. It says over here. The Kos Yeshua is Lisa Pitzarachian. Believe it or not. What kind of question is this? What's the difference between a Batan and Yerusha? I just told you at least two differences.
Yeah, but for the person who's receiving, I just get the question you're asking is most of those have to do with somebody else who's getting in on it. The person who gets it himself.
What's the difference? Gabi him, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Meaning the halachas, of course, halachas of Yerusha are different than halachas of Matana. But what's the bottom line difference?
The guy who gets it himself.
But what's the bottom line? So you're saying, from his perspective.
Is there really a difference?
From his perspective. So what did we say? What were these differences? We can take it back.
The Gemara's going to answer from his perspective. Because he now, even though if he got it as a Matana,
he doesn't have to give any. He doesn't have to support the wife.
Because Yerusha, he's got to support the wife and the daughters.
Right. That's a difference. Right, but what's the havamina? L'may Hilchasa, what's it? What kind of havamina is that? All right. Fine, very good. So, Amar, Safra Vadabar Aval Kamei Durava L'Meimar.
In royal Yarsha, if it's considered a Yerusha, Almanasu Nizonos Minachasav, then you're Yarshin. The halacha is that a Yoresh has to support the widow, the daughters. V'yimlav, and if it's a gift, in Almanasu Nizonos Minachasav, there's no rule like that. You gotta give me a gift. I don't have to support your wife. Very nice, that's a lovely gift. So the Gemara, Amalei Rava, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Migra Gar, it's worse. Listen to this. Hashta. Be Yerusha Doraisa. A Yerusha. It's a Din Doraisa. That what? That a son is Yoresh. Amarta. Almanasu Nizonas Minachasav. That an Almana has to be supported. So Matana Dirabanan. A Matana, which is a Din Dirabanan. What do you mean it's a Din Dirabanan? Shkimira without a star, the whole business will be, because we don't want the Shkimira to get all agitated. They can't find a pen, they can't find a piece of paper. He's going to get all upset. So he made all these coolers for Shkimira. So Mikkel, low Kolshkin? For sure. Shouldn't the wife be supported? Ella Amar Rava, Kiddushalach.
Doesn't she have a lien still on the property?
No, but it's a separate lien from the property. It's a separate thing about support. Unrelated to the Ksuva. We had that already. That's why this issue of support, there's no lakuchos. In other words, let's say the father sold land before he died, and now the son says, "I got to support my mother. I'm going to go take that land away to support my mother." The answer is, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because a guy bought land. How's he supposed to? Well, how long is this woman going to live? Like this guy, it's not a loan. If the father owed money to someone else, and he went ahead and sold, that you can take away. Can't take this away. This is an unrelated duty upon the children to support her, separate from the tuba, separate from everything. So that could go on for 50 years. What? Right. So if it's a gift. What do you want from this guy? So Rav says, just the opposite. All the more so. All the more so we should have to support this woman. Right? All the more so. So, but we know that's not the halacha. Only the part, right. Ela Amar Rava, Kishalach Ravacha Bar Rav Avya Ludivre. I'm sorry. Like we said over here, like we're going to say in a minute. Ludivre Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha, Nechasai Lecha. It's like a life estate. I'm giving the property to you. The Acharecha Leploni. Then after you die, it's going to go to Ploni. It's going to go to Shani. First, it's going to you. You get to live it your whole life. Then it goes to Shani. Imha Yerishon royally Arsho, if Rishon is someone who's valid to be a Yorish, Ein L'Sheni Makom Rishon Klum. Second one's never going to inherit it. You can say whatever you want. You can talk from today till tomorrow. It's never going to happen. Why? Because we learned this already. There's no such thing as a break. Once you're a Yorish, you inherit. The guy said a statement, I want Sheni to live here too. I want Sheni to inherit. So what? She'ein L'Sheni Matana El L'Sheni Yerusha. You can call whatever you want. Say whatever you want to say. It's a Yerusha, the Yerusha, Ein, La, Hesek. Yerusha does not have a break. You can't break Yerusha. Once a valid Yorish gets it, it's his for till Mashiach comes. And maybe even after that. Can't break it up. Amalei Rav of Nachman, Va'apsika! But he broke it up. The guy said. So Nachman says, who suffer La, Yeshua, Hesek? He thinks he could do that. Brachman, Amar, Ein, La, Hesek. Torah says he can't do that. He thinks he could do it. Big deal. Can't do that. Right? Can't do that. He thinks he can, so that's his mistake. Okay. And that is what he meant, right? That's what he meant. Right? Okay. Next story, next one. Hahu de Amalei Lechavrei, there was a guy who said to his friend, Nechasai Lecha, first Rishon gets it, V'acharecha Leploni, then Shani, V'Rishon Roy Liarsho, Hava. Rishon was someone who could inherit. So the halacha is, it's never going to Shani. It's never going to Shani. Why? Rishon's a valid Yorish. The Haveshachiv Rishon, but Reuven, this guy died. He died. So, Asa Shani Katava. The second guy came to say, hey, no, it's mine. The life estate's over. He died. Savrav Ilish Kamei Derava Lameimar, Shini Nami Shakil. The Ravilish thought to Paskin, the second one gets it. Amalei, so Rav insults him. Daini Dechatitzasa. You're like a half a dayan. Everything by, you know, the dayan, everything is a pshara. That's what the Rashbam says, this pshara means. Everything is a dine pshara. Everything is a split. We're not going to ever pass anything mahalacha. Everything's going to be divided. So Rishon got it, he died, now Shini gets it. So Rav says, what kind of halacha is that? That's not halacha. Others say it's a lashon of a kfura.
that, like, you know, if someone dies, so therefore we're going to change the property ownership. No. Hachi daini. Isn't that what Rachab Rava held? There's no such thing as a break. There's no way the second guy's getting it. I, Rishon, died. Good, Rishon, Yorshim, get it now. That's the dinim of Yerusha. So, Ichzif. So he got very upset. He felt embarrassed with Vilish because he passed him wrong. So, the Rashbam explains, he was nervous now that everything he passed him was wrong. Maybe he's going to undo now all these big room psaks. So Kari Ale, Rav says, don't be so upset. Ani Hashem be'ita achishena. I showed up just in time to bail you out. Don't worry, Hashem wouldn't allow bad psak to come out. Don't worry about it. Luckily, I was here and I realized that I saved the day. So Mestama, that always happened. Somehow he gave the right psak, even though it's wrong. Okay, what? In this case, it was wrong, right? Okay, good. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hakosev es nechasiv la'achirim. If somebody writes over his property to somebody else, v'hiniach es banav, and he doesn't give his children anything. He doesn't give his children. He disinherits his family. Masha asa asa. What he did. Ela ein ruach hacham nochay menu. Tacham, I'm not happy with you. That's not the right thing to do. Well, you can't give a Yerusha to your neighbor. So it's a matana. What you've done is, you've made it that when you die, there's nothing for them to yorish. You've given it all away. So you're allowed to do that? Absolutely. Is it the right thing to do? Absolutely not. Rosh Hashanah Gamil Omer, Im lo hayu, banav nahot nuhugin kshira, if the sons are not good people, zachalatot. It's the best thing to do. Right? The best thing to do. Now, before we get to, there's about two issues. Number one, does the Tanakhama argue on Rabbi Gamliel? Does the Tanakhama argue on that? In other words, what would the Tanakhama say if the guy's no good? If the kids are no good? Would he agree it's okay to give it away? Or even still not okay? I think the Gemara might ask that question. Yeah, the Gemara's asked that question. But before we get to that question, does this apply even if you give over something, anything? You're a very, very wealthy person, but you love your neighbor, you love these other people. So you're going to donate other things, you're going to give presents to other people, they're still left for your children. You're not disinheriting them 100%, but you're giving away to the neighbor, you're giving away, I'm not talking about tzedakah, you leave to the yeshiva, you leave to the shul, I'm not talking about that. That's tzedakah. I'm talking about you giving to other people, not your relatives. So you're not disinheriting your kids, just giving them less. Instead of a million, they'll be 800,000. So you got to do that? It's a machlokas rishonah. It's amazing. Machlokas rishonah about that. The question is, are they happy with you? So who wants to do things that the... It's valid. It's a valid transaction. No question about it. Would that fall into the... What? No, it's a valid transaction. It's a valid transaction. It's not something that somebody should be doing. It's not usher, but not giving your kids in a Yerusha. It's not what the Torah wanted. Because the point is not what's in the Torah. Because the Torah didn't say, the Torah has a parsha of Yerusha. Who's in that parsha? Only relatives. It doesn't say anyone you like, someone who once helped your mother cross the street. It doesn't say any of that. It says only people that are relatives. So it's not the rutzon of Hashem to give to other people. Or that's only if you leave your kids nothing. Boy, you can't be nice. Someone was nice to you your whole life. He bailed you out so many times. And now you can't leave him anything? That's a machlokes rishonim. It's fascinating. He says over here, what? Right, you're being ochre than achal doraisa. The Torah said, do it this way. You're doing it a different way. What? Well, I'm talking about kara, because in times of the Gemara, metalton wasn't considered. I mean, you have jewelry. It's very, very valuable. It's very, very valuable. But so he says over here that the medayik and the Rashbam, because the Rashbam says, where does the Rashbam say it? Where is it? He says it somewhere. He says, he says that afilu laharbos laachar ulamayit leechod, right? You're giving one, you're giving less and more, which is mashma. That 1 second. Even if what? Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. Because the chassam sofer says that even if you give someone else anything, in ruach hacham nochay menu. Chassam Sofer says, "L'chech mi haGemara sha'am sha'im sha'af bekosef miksas nechasov, ein ruach hacham nochay menu."
Shalas and Chuvas Koshe Mishmat Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. Fascinating.
I
would think so too. What? It's supposed to go to your family, right? Right. Fascinating. Because really, I mean, no one disputes the fact. I mean, maybe some people do, but I don't think so. That if you can legally, halachically give your daughters, that you're not being ochre the Yerusha of the Torah. Torah doesn't say that. Torah says only boys. And if you go ahead and make sure the girls get it somehow, I don't think anyone has such a problem with that. Right? What?
Stop talking about the daughters.
I know, but I'm saying I'm making a comparison. Just like that's okay. So you give. If you do it lahachis to be mean to your children, that. But if you're doing it because this guy really deserves to get something from you after what he did for you your whole life, I'm not so sure.
Truth is, talking about
karka. And he just asked that. What about jewelry? Right. So what else besides jewelry? What else is it? People have collections. They have a valuable stamp collection. It's worth millions of dollars. It could be.
Cash.
Okay.
No
such thing as cash times the Gemara.
Right.
No such thing.
The Gemara doesn't want the Chacham don't want the land going out of the family.
Right.
That's basically what it is. Cash and stuff like that. I don't think that the Chacham are going to have an issue with it.
Right.
Maybe
applies in Eretz Yisrael. Right. So far, I can't imagine what's possible for Eretz Yisrael when he said that. I can't imagine. But I think intent has to play a role. What's the intent of this guy? Is he doing it because he really owes a guy and really the ostrich thing to do is to leave to somebody? Or you're doing it because you really don't like your children. So you're trying to give them as little as possible. I don't know.
A very broad state.
Right.
Oh,
so let's go. Here we go. Ibayalahu. Mi pligi rabbanon aleha. Do the rabbanon, do Rosh Hashanah Gamliel? Do the rabbanon argue with that? Olo, or not? In other words, is it if the kids are not good, does the Tanakhama also say you can disinherit them? Shirin Gamliel says the good thing to do. What about the Tanakhama? So, Tashma, listen to this. Yosef ben Yoezer, right? Yosef ben Yoezer, he lived during the times of the Chashmonaim. He was one of the Chana, he lived during the times of the Chanukah. It's old, old, old Tana. Not even a Tana, it's before the Tanoim, really. Hayelo ben, he had a son. Shelo hayinayik shura, son was not going in the right path. So what did he do? He didn't want his son to Yarshin. So, Havale ilise de dinre. He had a, the Rashbam says it's a roofful. Tosa says it's a measurement. He had a certain measure of dinrim, right? Come Akhtashe. He donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not leaving it to my son. He's no good. He donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. Azal Nasiv Bas Gadil Kalile Diyanei Malka. He married, this boy married the crown maker of, the daughter of the crown maker of Yanei HaMelech. Okay, that's who he married. And Olide the Bishu, and she had a baby. She had a boy. So Zavin La Benise Kara. So she bought him. So he bought her, they bought fish. They had a suda, and the husband bought for this wife, the son bought for his own wife a fish. And Ashkachpa Margalisa, and inside they cut open the fish, they found a diamond inside the fish. So Amrulay, so she tells him, listen to this. Lo tamti elamalka, now the cash in this diamond, right? Don't go to the king. Why? The shaklile lo aminach b'dme klili. He's going to give you a cheap rate. Don't go to the king. Go to the Beis HaMikdash. They're fair. Zil amti legabe gazbri. Go to the Beis HaMikdash. Go to the gizbar. Change it over there. Why? They're honest. The king, they're all crooked. Go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is honest. Rashbam says something fascinating. He says that, and what are they going to do with this? Shall v'kachena le'avne ephod. They're going to use it for one of the stones for the ephod. So it brings up the whole discussion. There was no Urim V'Tumim anymore in Second Beis HaMikdash. So did they have an ephod? So you're not allowed to have the Kohen Gadol can't work without the Shemona Begadim. So they had an ephod. It just didn't have any magic, right? Didn't have any, the Urim V'Tumim didn't have any power. But they had it, otherwise they couldn't do the Avodah. So they had, interesting, the whole thing is so interesting. Okay. V'lo t'shayme at, but don't you say anything. Why? Just talking about giving things to the Beis HaMikdash, that's already going to make you donate it. Don't say anything. Let him talk. Let him do all. You keep quiet. You show him the diamond, he'll give you a price. Ella lashimihe inhu. You let him give you the price. Because once you start talking, it might be considered a question of whether you donated it, then we're going to lose it. So keep quiet. So amti shemua betresa ilisai dedinri. They evaluated for 13 measures of gold coins. Right? Yosef ben Yoezer donated one measure. This is now worth 13. So Amrila, the Gizbor and the Beis HaMikdash told him, Sheva Ika. Seven we have. We have seven in the vault. Shiz Leka. The other six we don't have now. So we'll have to get it for you. So Amalahu Sheva Havli, you know what? Give me the seven. Shit, Harehin Mukdash al Shemayim. The other six, that I'm gonna donate. That'll make me a donation. Right? Seven, give me the other six, I'll make a donation. So Amdu Vikasvu, so they wrote down in the book. They wrote down in the book. Yosef ben Yoezer hichnes achas. Yosef ben Yoezer gave one. Ubeno hichnes shesh, and his son gave six. Right. Ve'ika the Amri. Others wrote. Others have another version. Yosef ben Yoezer hichnes achas. Yosef ben Yoezer gave one. Ve'habeno hoti sheva, and he took seven. Right. They wrote it in a negative way. Not that he donated six. He took seven. Right, they wrote it in a negative way. So now, midika amar hichnis hichnis. Since it says the lashon of hichnis michlal the shapir avad, you see he did the right thing. It's the right thing to do to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Your point. Because this ma'aseh, giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, caused the son to also donate to the Beis HaMikdash. It led to it. How did it lead to it? Because it made him marry that girl. That's what the Rashbam says. What? Good. It's good. What? So you see from this story that the Chachamim don't argue on the Shur Ben Gamliel. They don't frown upon it. It's okay to do it. They wrote it down at the Beis HaMikdash. And they go to the records at the Beis HaMikdash. It says he disinherited his son. He going to give a donation. It says a bit black and white. So you see, it's okay. Right. So the Gemara says, Adrab, just the opposite. Midika Amri Hotzi, nah. But another version says they wrote it bad. Michlal the lav shaper of it. It wasn't the right thing to do what he did, donating it to the Beis HaMikdash, disinheriting his son. It wasn't the right thing to do. Why? Because it's a contrasting what the son did. It's not the right thing to do. Ela meha lekel mashamine. For me, you can't bring a raya. You can't bring a raya from here. So we don't have a raya. My havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Toshma, Dambalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Shinana. Listen to this. Lo tahavi be'avure achasante. Don't be around when someone's giving over a Yerusha. Don't be around. Tafilu mibisra mibra bisha lebratova. Even if they're taking it away from a bad kid and giving it to a good kid. Fakolshke mibra lebrata. Certainly from a son to a daughter. Don't be around when they're messing around with Dina Yerusha. You don't be there. Why? That's the right thing to do. Stay away from all that. Okay? So now, look at the Rashbam. Fascinating Rashbam. The Rashbam of the Tashma, the Amalei Shmuel. Alma, please, your Rabbanan Oled. They're arguing on that. Midika Amar Shmuel Hachi, the Elo Tema Hachi, Shmuel, the Man Kamar. Who's Shmuel going like? Obviously, it's not the right thing to do. We don't hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Vahachi Hilchazak Rabbanan. That's how we paskin. The Kam Shmuel Kavase. Shmuel says so. Va'afagav, Damar B'yochanan. Halachak Rav Shir Megalil, B'kol Makom Mishnasenu, Chutz Me'erev, V'tzidon, V'rayach Rona. But we always pass it on Rav Shir Megalil, except for three cases. Right? Says Rav Shmam, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Shmuel, let's lay high klala. Shmuel didn't hold like that. Didn't hold from that klal. The Gam, Rava, Damar Mishnas, Avodah Zar, Be'er Chamishi, Halachak Rav Shir Megalil, let's lay nami high klala. He also didn't hold from it. Hilchach, listen to this. Kol klal Shabbat Gemara. Every time I have a klal like this, Kigon Halacha Kista Mishnah, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirav, Rabbi Yosi Mechaveirav, Kirv Shir Megalil Mishnah Zenu, Rosh Rabbi Yeshua Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Tachin Rami Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Kulu Kaimel and Hachi Bar Mehecha the Mefarish Gemara the last Hilchas Hachi. Not necessarily to take that to the bank, right? Just because we have a klal like that, not such a big gedilah. Okay, now the question is: we have 3 minutes to ask this question. This is one of these questions that Michael doesn't like, because we're making halacha, putting halachas like this into the avos. If this is all true, so how could Avraham disinherit Yishmael? How could he disinherit Yishmael? Now you're not supposed to take away from a bad kid and give it to a good kid. So how could he disinherit Yishmael? Yeah.
He didn't give
him anything.
Did he say he gave to the
matanos? Ah, so there are eight answers to this question. You ready? How could Avraham Avinu do that to Yishmael? We said you're not supposed to be around when someone takes from the bad kid and gives it to the good kid. You shouldn't do that. Don't even be in the room when that happens. How could Avraham Avinu do that? So the Re'aim says, because the pasuk says, Ki Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara.
Only Yitzchak is really considered a biological, yes. Other, more than that, he's not. That's the aim. The Gur Aryeh says, Sarah said, Lo Yirash im Bini im Yitzchak. Right? She said it's not going to happen. So the Stechemet says, well, who cares that she said that? She said that, big deal. It's, you know, she said. So therefore what? So it must be pshat that Hashem told Avraham Avinu that whatever Sarah says, you listen to her. Shavakola. So she must have said the right thing. Okay, that's answer number two. The Mashah says that Shmuel was born when Hagar was still a Shifcha. Therefore, he's not even considered a real Ben, and he has no rights to Yerusha. So if we're not doing well, that's why B'nai Keturah got Matanos, because the Pilegesh is different. But then she had a dinner of a Pilegesh. That's what B'nai Keturah got. They got something. That's, the Chemet says another thing. What? From a bad son to a good son, that's when you're not allowed to change over. But from an Oviko Chavim, that's a different category. That you're allowed to do. I'm only telling you what the Halig of Techemet said. What? What'd you say?
They're fishing for answers because it's no real question.
It's not a question at all. Right. It's not a question at all because the whole thing's not a question. It doesn't get off the ground. Actually, the Avraham Avinu was Shmuel made a psak in the year 200. It's not a kasha. One more minute. But what does that mean? They kept all the mitzvahs. They kept all the mitzvahs. It's a theoretical. It's a spiritual idea. It's not a tachlis mamish idea. All right. Tomorrow's daf is really, really unbelievable daf. We'll have a awesome time, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody, have a very good day.